Hi, this is Ted Nguyen. I'm doing an audio podcast. I'm at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. And I've got some of my favorite Asian Americans, as well as influencers, and people are really doing some amazing things here. So first of all, introduce your name and your position.
Christina Lee Storm. I'm Vice President of Business Operations, Strategy, and Emerging Technology. I head up the Advanced Creative Technology Group at DreamWorks Animation.
All right. So DreamWorks, your affiliation with the Sundance Film Festival, what's bringing you here and describe the situation here?
It's really about VR and AR and whatever's coming. So I work in emerging tech, and we also investigate emerging content. So for me, on a personal note, I want to see behind-the-scenes developers as well as whatever content we make, 50-50 women, people of color, and it's great to be here. There's a lot of emerging talent, and there's a lot of really innovative emerging tech filmmakers that are doing amazing things.
So was it fun for you to be in Park City and to see the vibe of the creative energy here? And
yeah, it's great. I'm here with my colleague, my Comcast colleague.
All right. Tell us your name and your position.
I'm Susan Jen Davis, Chief Sustainability Officer for Comcast NBCU.
And tell us Comcast's role at Sundance and what brings you out here.
Well, I'm here just to enjoy the environment of innovation and creative filmmaking and telling stories, but more importantly, here to really help to support and promote AAPI filmmakers and those of us who are in the industry who lack representation and need support and help to get the word out and to get publicized and to get out there. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah, for those that don't know, describe what AAPI is and why is it so important for Comcast as a corporation to advance in Asian Pacific Islanders.
Well, I mean, that's really the Asian American Pacific Islander community. And if you look at film, if you look at television and entertainment, media in general, you see that we are underrepresented. And when we're underrepresented, we're really not taking advantage of all the benefits of diversity that really can happen if everybody is able to see themselves represented in the storytelling that is so important and so impactful, especially in the film industry. So it's an issue that needs to be addressed. It's an issue that has obviously gotten a lot of attention lately. And we're excited that we can finally have a place here at Sundance to be able to showcase all of our talent and to increase representation.
So what are you most excited about being here at Sundance?
I mean, I think I'm excited because I like being where there are places and pockets in the country that creativity and innovation is really being showcased. And in particular, you see the diversity of the films and for people behind and in front of the camera. More and more of that's happening, and I'm excited just to watch it all unfold.
And speaking of innovation, I've got somebody here representing a really innovative transportation company. Tell us the name of your company and why are you here at Sundance?
Sure. My name is Jack, and I represent Lime, which is a smart multimodal mobility company. And, we're known for the share electric scooter company. And I'm here at Lime. I'm wearing two hats. I'm also the San Francisco film commissioner. And I'm really here at Lime to explore co-branding partnerships and promote what Lime's all about.
So what brings you here specifically here at Sundance, and what are you looking most forward to at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah?
I think there's an emerging trend of an intersection with technology and filmmaking. So I think everyone's looking for that next experience for the audience. And I think as a brand that is really trying to be innovative, I want to be at the forefront to see what is leading the trend. Yeah.
And speaking of what's leading the trend, what's ahead at Lime as far as that you can share with us, as far as the different partnerships that you have, any other cities that you signed up for across the country?
Yeah, we are currently in 100 cities worldwide. We're in 15 countries. So in 2019, you'll be seeing us expanding rapidly. But for us, we really want to tell our story, our brand story. We want to promote that urban optimist, someone that is using Lime to rediscover the city. So, I'm also here looking to see creative content partners, and no better place to start than Sundance.
All right, absolutely. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.